Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Shivas Thakur. And Panchatattva is very beautifully dressed in white. And Shivas is especially nicely decorated with extra gardens. His base is decorated with flowers. Looks very, very beautiful. In Yivrajadam, in my room, I have a brick which I received. I can't remember whether it was Mahavishnu Maharaj, Prabhu Vishnu Prabhu, it was a brick from the house of Shivas Thakur, the house in which Shivas Thakur lived after he returned from Navadvip to what is now Bangladesh, still at. It's a birthplace, that area is the birthplace of many great personalities, Rup Sanatan, Acharya, the Vikri Kaniri, sometime I would really like to be able to go there myself. But after, as with all of these other great personalities, after a while, by the arrangement of the Lord, they all came to Navadvip, which was a suitable place for brahmanas, as it was a not a university but a great place of learning where brahmins could teach and thus maintain their families, and many students from all over India would come, as they would come to Benares or Puri, where the main teacher there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but that's another story. And Shivas Thakur came here along with his other brothers, Sri Ram Das Pandit, and his wife Malini. And they lived near Advaitacharya's other home. Other home, because he had one home in Shantipur and the other one here in Navadvip. So Gadadhar Pandit's home was also there, birthplace was there. He lived there, and along with Advaitacharya and the Vaishnavas of Navadvip, they would meet either in the home of Advaitacharya or in Shivas Thakur's home to discuss Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and also seeing the materialistic direction in which not only Navadvip, all of India and the world was taking. They were wondering, when will Lord Krishna appear? He's meant to appear in every age, and he's certainly meant to appear in Kali Yuga as well. So when is he coming, and how will we recognize him if he comes? And this type of discussion would go on. And in due course of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did appear, and although the his appearance was certainly a sign of the appearance of the personality of Godhead, but nonetheless, by his yoga maya, up until his 16th age, he covered his identity from his devotees, and he took on the disguise of a pandit, Nimai Pandit, of a teacher of grammar, but not of someone who was actually a Vaishnava, a practicing Vaishnava. And so Shivas Thakur himself was also unaware that, practically speaking, his next-door neighbor was the same Supreme Lord who he was praying for and longing after. It was at the time when that Lord Chaitanya was manifesting his supremacy to all the Vaishnavas, one after the other, throughout the day and the night, that as the Lord called upon the devotees one after another and revealed his relationship with them and also their identity, then was Shivas Thakur's own identity as Narada Muni and his relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed. And at that time there was a interesting interaction. Lord Chaitanya asked Shivas Thakur tell the story of your life and how I interceded on your behalf. And Shivas Thakur explained that for the first 16 years of his life, he was a very carefree youth and didn't dedicate himself to devotional service in any way. But then one night he had a dream, and in that dream a saintly personality appeared and told him that the duration of your life is now restricted to only 1 year, and in 1 year you're going to die. So you should now take life very seriously and dedicate yourself to the service of Hari. And with that, that person disappeared from his dream. So from that point on, Shivas Thakur said, I took Krishna consciousness very seriously. I associated with the Vaishnavas. I chanted the Lord's holy names. And I would regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam as it was being spoken by the devotees. And at the conclusion of that year, I went and I was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam from Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit also lived in Navadvip, and he would give discourses, although he wasn't a pure Vaishnava, rather just the opposite. He was a Mayavadi, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strong with him. But anyway, Shivas Thakur continued, at that time the year expired, and while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, I left my body. This is a nice way to leave one's body. If we could choose a way to leave this world, one would be in the middle of a kirtan, another one would be in the middle of a Srimad Bhagavatam class. And then Lord Chaitanya said, then what happened? And then Shivas Thakur said, then an extraordinary personality appeared and embraced me and brought me back to life again and told me that I have need of you for my mission, for my Sankirtan mission. You are my eternal associate, as are your brothers, and any member of your family, even a dog residing in your home, is very, very dear to me. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Shivas Thakur, who was that personality who appeared? And Shivas Thakur said, it was you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I was that same person who appeared at that time. And it was in order to emphasize your importance in my pastimes that I personally came to save you from the hands of Yamaraj. So in that way, Lord Chaitanya disclosed Shivas Thakur's spiritual identity and glorified him in many ways, and Shivas offered his obeisances to the Lord. Of course, we know Shivas Thakur to be the leader. We say it every day, Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. He's the leader of the Vaishnavs and the Vaishnav community in the same way as Narada Muni is the leader of all the Vaishnavas. When we glorify the Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Pakam Krishnam, Bhaktari, Pasvarupakam, Bhaktya Avatar, Bhaktya Kam, Namani, Bhakti Shaktikam, then we glorify Shivas Thakur as the Bhakta, the devotee form of the Lord. He is the leader of the Vaishnavas, the Vaishnav Samaj. And on this day is a good opportunity for us to actually pray to Srivas Thakur to be accepted as a member of the Vaishnav Samaj, as a member of the assembly of Vaishnavas. To be a Vaishnava is not a small thing. And how is it that one becomes recognized by the Lord as a Vaishnava? You know, Thakur says, Vaishnava Thakur, Tumara Kuku, Boliya Janama. O Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog. So if we become a servant of a Vaishnava, a dog of a Vaishnava, and then Krishna very much appreciates that type of humble mood and that type of approach to him. Not that we want to become a servant of the Lord, but a servant of the Lord. Then we'll become recognized as a Vaishnav if we become the servant of a Vaishnav. And if we are accepted as a servant of a Vaishnav. So Vaishnav Thakur, Shivas Thakur is the leader of all Vaishnavas. Today is a very suitable, appropriate day for us to pray to Shivas Thakur to be accepted by him in his Vaishnav assembly and to be accepted by other Vaishnavas, such as our illustrious Srila Prabhupada, our own spiritual masters, our other greatest associates like Rupa Goswami and so on. We want to become Vaishnavas. And it's not a small thing to become a Vaishnava. So we need to be willing to pay the price to become a Vaishnav. And it's not such a difficult price. But with humility and submission, we should fall at the feet of any Vaishnava and ask them for the blessing. Please allow me to be a Vaishnava, the type of Vaishnava who can be counted among the associates of Shivas Thakur, Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. If we can be one of those Vaishnavas who are Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda in the assembly of the Gaura Bhaktas, then that will make our life perfect. And then we will have achieved the perfection of life. Hare Krishna.